The internet firestorm continues around NBC anchor Brian Williams. So let's look into the story of this lie that he told. Back in 2003, Brian Williams reported on his close call while in a helicopter during the Iraq War. He was part of a helicopter mission to deliver parts for a bridge when the chopper ahead of his was hit by an RPG, which fortunately didn't explode. Here's part of the report that NBC ran back in 2003.
Suddenly, without knowing why, we learn we've been ordered to land in the desert. On the ground, we learn the Chinook ahead of us was almost blown out of the sky. That hole was made by a rocket-propelled grenade. It punched cleanly through the skin of the ship, but amazingly, it didn't detonate.
Notice, he doesn't claim that he was in the helicopter that was hit by the RPG. And he says the helicopters all landed safely, but then were grounded by a sandstorm in an area not far from the enemy.
We meet a unit from the 3rd Infantry, called in, as it turns out, to protect us from the enemy, which they say doesn't look like the enemy.
One of those soldiers was a man named Tim Turpak. Turns out that Tim and Brian were both from New Jersey and were both hockey fans, so they stayed in touch. Williams would retell that story over the years, and as he did, the details became a little vague. Until last Friday, when he went on the air to tell the story of what happened 12 years ago, quote,
when the helicopter we were traveling in was forced down after being hit by an RPG.
Well, that contradicts his own original report. He was not in the helicopter that was forced down by the RPG. So why was he retelling the story at all? Well, because he had invited the soldier he met back then to a Rangers game, and the PA announcer decided to do what a lot of sports teams do, thank a soldier for his service.
Ladies and gentlemen, during the Iraq invasion, U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Tim Turpak was responsible for the safety of Brian Williams and his NBC News team after their Chinook helicopter was hit and crippled by enemy fire.
But the PA announcer was also wrong. Williams' helicopter had not been crippled by enemy fire. It had landed as a precaution. And when that segment hit the air, soldiers from the lead helicopter correctly pointed out that Williams hadn't been with them. The internet erupted, Williams apologized, but that only made the outcry louder, so loud that it has pretty much drowned out a guy who I would consider a pretty important witness, the pilot of the helicopter that Williams was in. His name is Rich Krell, and here's what he told CNN's Jake Tapper.
We were a flight of three, and I was on the second aircraft, and Mr. Williams was on board my aircraft. We took small arms fire.
Would he have been able to have heard the small arms fire?
He would have been aware of it because of the activity of the crew. The door gunners were returning fire, so that's M60s are very loud.
So he was under fire, just not the kind of fire he described, and his chopper was hit.
It struck the belly up in the forward cabin area, and two other side hits, but it didn't cause any major damage, just a minor damage to an electronic component.
So if this soldier's telling the truth, the lie boils down to Brian Williams saying his helicopter was hit by a dud RPG when in fact it was only hit by bullets. That's bad. It doesn't strike me as a mortal sin. What I go back to is the shout-out at the hockey game. I wonder if soldiers really want that kind of thing.
Please welcome Command Sergeant Major Tim Turpak and Brian Williams.
And for blocks around in Midtown Manhattan last night, hockey fans rushed up to him to shake his hand and thank him for his service.
An Iraq war vet by the name of Jason Moon talked about this kind of thing on North Carolina Public Radio.
I've never figured out whenever I'm at a Veterans Day event or some kind of 4th of July that they make me stand up to honor me. Like, if you want to honor me, maybe everyone else should stand up and I should be able to remain seated. Because this isn't about me. It's about you. It's about everyone feeling really good and clapping and feeling like they did something patriotic.
And in the case of the shout out at the hockey game, you get the feeling that the team and Brian Williams weren't just thanking a soldier for his service. They wanted to be seen thanking a soldier for his service. And this time, it backfired.